In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It is a not-so-fun post-game edition of the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland show. Yep, he's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. We are brought to you by our good friends at Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. The Browns dropped to 1-4, their worst start since 2017, and it's a 34-14 final that the Browns really never got going. Daryl.
Nope. And I don't think they're going to get going, Andy. I think this is what it is, unfortunately, because, you know, we're searching for like anything positive to cling to when it comes to the play of Deshaun Watson. And Jaden Daniels just completely embarrassed him on Sunday. He embarrassed the Browns, too, but he really embarrassed Deshaun Watson. This is a rookie quarterback that came in and basically sliced and diced your defense. Both with his arm and his foot. And he's a rookie. He's got now 5 games of experience, and he's light years better than Deshaun Watson is. Now, in fairness to Deshaun, as I say that, because I want to be fair to Deshaun, this isn't all on him. He's not getting help. His offensive line is terrible. He's not on the same page with his receivers. He's getting no help there. The run game is crap. Everything offensively for the Browns is just crap. Okay. And we're keeping the podcast PG here. I'd like to say a few other colorful words, but it's crap. All of it. Okay. It's ineffective. It's a flaccid offense. There's nothing to feel good about with this football team right now, especially on the offensive end. I don't know why they hired Ken Dorsey. I don't know why Ken Dorsey is still here. They ruined a perfectly fine offense from a year ago, made a ton of changes on the coaching staff. This offense was ass in the training camp, and it's ass now. It was terrible then. It's terrible now. They didn't fix it then in camp. They sure the hell aren't going to fix it now. So it is what it is, Andy. We got 12 more weeks of this, or I'm sorry, 12 more games of this nonsense to go. It is awful.
I don't know. The one stat that was just glaring to me was 0-for-12 on third down, and then they ended up, by looking at the final box, they were 1-for-13.
Yeah.
On third down.
Jameis Winston. Coming through in the clutch, Jameis Winston. Getting that donut off the board. I got to read the third downs for you, Andy.
Go ahead.
Here's what it was. 3rd and 3, 3rd and 16, 3rd and 6, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 15, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 2, 3rd and goal at the 7, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 14, 3rd and 10. Converted none of those. Losing football if you ever saw it. Losing football. This offense sucks worse than the 1-15 and 0-16 Browns. They're scoring fewer points. They're gaining fewer yards. Here's the difference. This year's team has talent. Those two teams have an excuse. They sucked. Those rosters sucked. There was no talent on those teams. There was very little money invested in the quarterback position on those teams. Okay.
That's true too. Yeah.
6 draft picks and $230 million were not spent on either one of those teams. They were on this year's team. You know, so, you know, you got a Pro Bowl wide receiver on this team who all of a sudden can't catch a cold standing in the middle of winter. You've got an
offensive line. Why? Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Whatever chemistry he had with Joe Flacco is non-existent with Deshaun Watson. Amari Cooper, you can't deny it now. No. I've been holding off for a few weeks, but after watching the game Sunday in Washington, there's no denying. Trade Amari Cooper. He's completely useless at this point. He really is.
Well, he was still your leading receiver on a really, really bad day, Daryl. I mean,
but no, here's the thing, Andy. He's not on the same page with the quarterback. Okay? Every time Deshaun throws deep, Amari's going one way and the throw's going another way. Whether it's because of pressure, whether it's because of communication.
Is that Amari or is that Deshaun?
I don't know who it is, but it's not working. and you're 1-4. It's not getting fixed. Start trading pieces and parts and collecting draft picks.
Well, I hate to say who the other piece they need to trade is then.
Go ahead.
Nick Chubb. If he can play, you can probably get something for him. I hate to say that. It makes me sick to say that because I don't want them to trade him. But what's the sense? What's the sense of getting him killed with the Browns this year?
No, exactly. I mean, you know, leave the change quarterbacks. Why? You're paying Deshaun $46 million a year. Have his ass go out there and take the beatings every Sunday. I'm dead serious. Like, that's where we're at.
Well, no one's going to trade for him. You think anyone's trading for him right now?
No, but no, there's questions in the postgame today about should they switch
bench
quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, let him take the beatings. Make him earn his paycheck. He ain't doing it when he's playing, so at least have his presence be on the field, earn the check. Like, this is, Andy, this is beyond embarrassing. Like, we should not be here right now. We shouldn't be here right now, but here we are. We're, by the way, Guardians season, congratulations to them. It looks like their season will go further than the Browns. Their season, they're going to be still playing. Brown season, for all intents and purposes, is over at this point. They're not coming back from 1-4. The playoffs gone. Kiss that goodbye. Not happening. Not Andy, this offense can't put up 200 yards, and they can't score 20 points. The game was over at halftime at 24-3. Ball game. Fire up the buses, head to the airport.
And even if you thought you had a chance in the second half, they couldn't get a touchdown with a ball deep, deep, deep in Washington territory. No. I mean, they handed the Browns 7 points right there, and they could only get three.
And for the critics of the defense, yes, the defense, okay, Denzel Ward.
No, wait, just a point of reference, they worked on tackling this week.
They did, but Grant Delpit clearly didn't because he missed one that went for a touchdown. You know, Denzel Ward got beat on the scramble drill across the field. MJ Emerson got cooked on a 41-yard touchdown. But that all being said, JOK had an interception and forced a fumble. The defense made some plays.
Yeah, they did.
There was opportunity. The problem was the offense couldn't do anything again. And the defense had to go right back out there. And Jaden Daniels, I mean, that what we saw from him, Andy, is exactly what we were expecting to get from Deshaun Watson.
It's true.
Like,
I totally agree with that.
The electricity with which he plays. Does this offense look like it believes in Deshaun Watson right now?
Not at all. And I thought it was interesting at the end of the game, they showed Deshaun hugging his teammates and his teammates coming up and saying, hey, you know, keep it up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, don't let that, you know, build an entire picture, you know, like a 5-second picture that you saw on TV.
But they don't play for the guy. They don't block for him. They don't run for him. They can't even get into a formation. We have to talk about, and we have to talk about that third quarter sequence, Andy, that is a microcosm of what just a bleep show this offense is with Ken Dorsey and Kevin Stefanski and Deshaun Watson.
So what do you think was said between Deshaun and Kevin? Because I know people were trying to read lips and, you know, he was like go for three or 12 men on the field. I think that's what he kind of looked like he said.
Right.
So what's the story? And why can't they have the right amount of guys on the field? Come on.
So here we go. Let's go through this third quarter sequence, right?
Okay. Yep.
Eureka. Watson found Amari Cooper for a 19-yard completion, right?
Right.
Down to the 2-yard line.
This is after the defense forced the ball back.
It's 24-3. Browns get the ball back. Got a chance to maybe make a little something happen.
To get down by two touchdowns, yes.
Okay. So they get down to the 2 on the 19-yard completion. Zach Zinter gets flagged for a false start. So instead of being at the 2, now you're back to the 7.
Right.
Then there's all kinds of whatever going on. Too many men on the field, disorganization galore. They have to burn a timeout before they snap on first down. Okay.
After a penalty when they had the full allotment to try to get a play in. Yes.
Correct. Then Deshaun is sacked. Jerry Jeudy promptly drops a touchdown pass on second down. Watson runs for his life on third down and throws it into the front row. Stefanski wants to go for it on fourth down. Watson doesn't know what the hell's going on. Too many men on the field, can't hear the play, whatever. Doesn't feel like being out there anymore, whatever. They have to kick a 31-yard field goal instead. And that sequence, those four plays, actually technically three plays, okay? Mm-hmm. Those three plays that included a penalty, a timeout, and two instances of WTF is going on. The Browns offense in microcosm.
And there you have it. By Daryl Ryder.
That right there, Andy. Look, there's no polishing this. There's no happy face to put on. There's no, well, this was, you know, it's not like last week where like, oh, Deshaun at least looked better. He, well, had a chance at the end of the game, but screwed it up on fourth down. But he didn't exactly suck. There's none of that this week.
No.
None. There is no hope. There is nothing to cling to after this loss.
Corey Bjorkes only had one bad punt.
And I once again, I bring up the 2016 and 2017 Cleveland Browns where the punter was the team MVP. Like, that's where we're at. Five games into the season. We got 12 more of these to play. By the way, NFL, hang on. Grab my schedule here.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this either.
Please, spare the country. Spare the country. The December game at Denver, that can be flexed out Monday night on ESPN. Thank God. Cincinnati at Cincinnati, December 19th, Prime Video, Thursday night. Flex that out, can be.
No, that'll stay. That'll stay. Ninth,
home against Miami on NBC, Sunday Night Football. That most assuredly will be flexed.
I thought you have to play on Thursday Night Football once during the season.
Hang on. You can. Here you go. Actually, no, that rule got taken away.
Oh, but it did? Okay.
Apologies in advance to the country. November 21st against Pittsburgh at home. Sorry, you're stuck with it. Can't flex that. Flex schedule doesn't begin until December. But there you go. Browns ain't ready for primetime. Don't subject the country to this crap that is Browns football right now. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, I'm pissed, Andy. Can you tell?
I can tell. I'm just watching your facial expressions here. Like, for folks that are watching on YouTube, I'm sure that anyone who's listening on the Odyssey app is like, he's got nothing to say.
I mean, this is just completely embarrassing. Kevin Stefanski should be embarrassed. Andrew Berry should be embarrassed. Ken Dorsey should be embarrassed. Deshaun Watson should be embarrassed. And the other 52 guys in that locker room, all y'all should be embarrassed. All of you. Every single one of you. Because the coaches, we can sit here and nitpick all the little things about coaching. You guys are the ones screwing it up on the field. You guys are the ones that aren't lining up correctly. You're the guys that, by the way, twice in three plays had 12 men on the field defensively. Can't count to 11 defensively. So The players have to wear this, Andy, and at some point, they're the ones that are accountable. I can sit here and say, fire Ken Dorsey. You know, fire the offensive line coach. Fire the running backs coach. Fire whatever position coaches you want. First of all, we'll solve nothing. And secondly, it comes down to the players in that locker room.
Yeah, but we hear Kevin say in the postgame press conference every time, it's on me. I got to coach better.
Well, guess what? He's going to get his ass fired, too. Because you say that just enough times, and Jimmy Haslam's going to listen to you. That's it, the
he has said it after all five losses this year. I'm pretty sure that he said that after every loss.
Yeah.
So it's four losses. Sorry, four losses. I don't want to make it worse. Five games, four losses.
The fifth loss will be next week against Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's not going to be fun.
I mean, at some point, Jimmy Haslam will listen. Contract extension doesn't matter. Jimmy is not afraid to pay people to go away. He does it all the time.
As we've seen. So what does that mean? Are we ready for the Mike Vrabel calls tomorrow? Are we prepared?
You tell me. You're the one that's got to do 4 hours.
I am prepared, yes. I am prepared for the Mike Vrabel calls. I am prepared for many things tomorrow because the phones are – tomorrow's going to be ridiculous.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Now that I got it all off my chest,
yes.
What did you do to fix this mess?
I don't know. The Deshaun issue is it's a Deshaun issue to me, and it's the I don't know if he's just the the notion of him trying to extend these plays, I think, is making the offensive line, which is already struggling, even worse. And it makes everything look even worse.
I forgot to give the weekly shout-outs for screwing up to DeJuan Jones and Jed Wills. Yeah, you guys still suck, too.
We're in trouble. It's going to be a long season. Here's the part I don't want to. I don't want to start talking about the draft. Because that's coming too.
We are so going to start scouting draft picks in about 2 weeks.
24 hours? You mean in 24 hours we're going to start scouting?
We got two more weeks. When they're 1-6, we'll start scouting draft picks.
You know what? Tomorrow, I think we should open the show with Slip Sliding Away for our 10-2 show that we do, because I did that to the Guardians, and then all of a sudden they woke up and they got really hot at the end of the season. So I think we're going to start tomorrow's show with Slip Sliding Away.
Are you?
We need some mojo to turn this thing around. And even if they do turn it around, that doesn't guarantee you anything. This hole is kind of deep that they've dug themselves. This is not what anybody expected. I don't know where else Kevin has to blame. Defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, special teams. What more do you want? There's nowhere to turn. The pressure is on Kevin. 100%. Everything's on Kevin right now. And Deshaun. But the problem is, Deshaun's not going anywhere with that contract. So the pressure is 1,000% on Kevin. And I hope that, again, we talk about Nick Chubb. Or do you think Nick Chubb's going to be the end-all, be-all if they can bring him back? Talk about the pressure that guy doesn't deserve for everything he's done for this city franchise.
At this point, Andy, I wouldn't do that to him.
You would trade him? Is that the humane thing to do?
I would not put him on the field. I would either trade him or say, you know what? Well, we're going to extend you for next year. Rest up, really come back next year 100%. I wouldn't do it to him at this point. Like, had they won Sunday.
You know he wants to come back, though. There's no way he doesn't want to.
Yeah. Of course he does. But had they won Sunday and gone to 2-3, okay, fine. But you're not coming back from 1-4. It's over. Like, it is over. It is come to Jesus. I wrote this after the game. It is it's come to Jesus time. It's look in the mirror and be honest with yourself time, gut check time, whatever you want to, however you want to term this, Andy, that's where they are at. They are at a crossroads 5 weeks into the season because they have an offense that is incapable of doing anything. They don't run well. They don't block well. They don't throw well. They don't catch well. There's nothing. Defensively, you know what? Blown coverage here and there, a missed tackle here and there. You can fix that. You can fix the entire offense. And this offense looked like this in training camp. I tried to warn you. Remember how many times on your show, Andy, did I say this offense does nothing particularly well in camp?
Every time.
And what was the reaction from you and Jeff and every other host on the station?
Daryl, you don't know what you're talking about. Although I would never say that to you.
But that's what you're just being negative.
I never said that. Though I believe what you're saying because we've done too many of these shows for me not to believe you. Maybe a younger Andy Baskin would be like, oh my God, this Daryl Ryder's off his rocker. But older Andy Baskin tends to trust Daryl Ryder a little bit more than he did before, especially because of you being right for so many times before, too. So I guess we're just watching for fun now to see what these other teams look like.
No.
We have not even played an AFC North opponent yet.
Oh, great Googly Moogly. Oh, by the way, should I tell you how Joe Flacco fared on Sunday?
I don't know. What happened in Miami, my friend? You see what happened there?
No, I didn't. I was
go ahead, take a look.
I was paying
I can wait.
Joe to the Cincinnati loss to Baltimore in overtime, and I was paying attention to Joe Flacco because my whole timeline was how Joe Flacco's lighting it up, even though he lost.
So Joe's numbers on the day ended up 33 of 44, 3 touchdowns, and remember how interception prone he is? Yeah, no interceptions.
How many yards did he throw for?
359 yards.
Has Deshaun Watson thrown for 359 yards for the damn season?
That's probably a fair question to ask.
I'm being a little facetious, but I don't think it's that facetious.
Do we want to give the Tampa numbers from the other day? I just know.
It's
what was the name of the quarterback that we we had two of them in the same game. The quarterback that didn't make the team this year was
Tyler Huntley.
Who was the winner in Miami today? Yes.
Oh, it wasn't Tyler Huntley, was it? I saw the score is 15-10.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley.
Tyler Huntley threw for more yardage today than Deshaun Watson, .194. He did throw a pick, 18-31. By the way, Deshaun threw for a whopping 125. But and Washington had a bottom third defense, like it was supposed to be one of the worst pass defenses, one of the worst.
Oh, especially on third down, my friend.
And then Deshaun went a goose egg for 12 on third down. And in his defense, it's hard to convert on third down when it's third and 8+. Like it just
you. Well, how many did you say were under 8? You went through all of them.
I know. A lot of them were over
and
8.
And 2 and 3.
You're gonna maybe count these, aren't you?
No, Daryl. I'm gonna say goodbye because this game is irritating the you know what out of me.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 12, 50% were of the third and 8 or longer variety. I still don't feel better. There's 12 more weeks of this to go, Andy.
There were at one point during the first half, I was like, man, this feels like the 99 season.
Yeah. It's utterly hopeless at this point. I feel bad for Browns fans. Can I say this before we go?
Sure, go ahead.
I feel awful for Browns fans that I'm this negative at this point in the season. And I'm sorry about that, but I just got to call it the way I see it. And there is nothing that I've seen out, at least from an offensive standpoint, that I can tell you to cling to for hope. I can't point to the line. I can't point to the run game. I can't point to the quarterback. I can't point to the receivers. I can't point to the pass game. There is nothing on that side of the ball, Andy, that I can, with any credibility, tell Browns fans, hang in there, stick with it. The worm is going to turn. It's 1-4. It's only 5 games. There's a lot of.
I'll be honest. I thought today was the day the worm was going to turn. Going into it, knowing what the numbers were, where Washington was vulnerable, and talking to Sal Palantonio twice in the last 2 days, Sal was giving me all the ways the Browns can win.
Yeah,
and they didn't execute any of them. Maybe Sal should be the Browns head coach now,
or at least offensive coordinator. Like, I don't think that you can keep doing whatever it is that they're doing right now. Like, when I say fire people, some of it is tongue in cheek because I recognize firing.
I'm curious. I mean, Jimmy Haslam can't be happy with Kevin Stefanski. There's no way.
I will say this. I promise Browns fans, I will ask Kevin Stefanski if he's considering firing Ken Dorsey. I will do that on Monday because I think the question needs to be asked. You brought this guy in. Change the entire offense to whatever this crap that Ken Dorsey has brought here, right? And I would just like to point out that since the Buffalo Bills fired Ken Dorsey, Josh Allen in the Bills offense has completely gone bananas in a very good way. Like, they got him out of the building.
Daryl, you want to practice? Because I can help you with this. You want to do a practice press conference?
Let's sure.
Do it right now. Ready? Go ahead.
Yes.
Daryl, what do you got?
Yeah, Kevin, you brought in Ken Dorsey to overhaul this offense, and 5 weeks into the season, this offense is akin to the 1999 expansion team as well as the 2016 and 17 Browns teams that struggled to score 16 points a game. You're scoring fewer than both of those. Is there any consideration to changing offensive coordinators at this point in the season?
No, not changing offensive coordinators. Next question.
Okay. I got to write that down so I make sure because I think that's the way that question needs to be answered.
I think that's the way it's going to be answered because we heard that today when he was asked about changing starting quarterbacks.
Well,
you will get exactly the same answer.
And
what'll be interesting is coaches of the past may have blown up on you. Kevin is cool as a cucumber. He's not going to blow up on you.
Would you like to know why?
Why he's cool as a cucumber?
Because he sees exactly what you and I see and everybody else sees. There's nothing he can do about it. They got $46 million a year tied up in this guy. They can't bench him. They got 2 more years left on that contract. They can't bench him. So my second question to Stefanski will be, and I may ask this one, the first one, because I might not get to ask the second one.
Probably not.
But the first one's going to be, Kevin, where does the accountability come into play? You've talked about, you know, you blame it on you, and you've tried to take that accountability from people, but you can't go out there and execute. You can't go out there and you know, do it on the field. So at this point of the season, where is the level of accountability? And maybe that's the question that needs to be asked more so than about firing Ken Dorsey, because, you know, you have to have some sort of accountability right now, this deep into the season. But unfortunately, that accountability does not include benching Deshaun Watson, because you as an organization under no circumstances can afford to do that right now.
Mm. Let me give the Browns a little bit of good news. You want some good news for the Browns? Yes. Best news?
Yes, yes. Let's end on a high note.
All right. The Guardians play the Tigers in game two of the ALDS Monday afternoon. There you go. So the Browns storyline will quickly turn midday tomorrow. So all they have to do is eat it for about, I don't know, another 18 hours, 17 hours.
And eat
right? It's the way it is. He's Darryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. Evan O'Brien is our amazing producer. Amazing. And he does a fantastic job. We appreciate you watching on YouTube. We really appreciate you listening on the Odyssey app. It's always game day in Cleveland.